I remember still quite clearly that after I moved to Europe, at the time, UK is still part of Europe. My first peeing in public experience was at Primrose Hill, which is a bit northern than the London Zoo. And it was summer and we went for picnic like everyone else. And that was the time that we'd really need to find a spot to pee. And I was like, wow, I remember so clearly. I haven't done this for maybe more than 20 years ago or something like that. And I was a bit nervous, but then also super exciting. And that was like super populated hills, which you can see the skyline of London. I went to bushes, and then I always remember this experience. Part of the sensing changes, I start to smell and then to see and to find a clean spot which haven't been touched or there's not yet contribution from the urine of the others, and also look out for the toilet paper on the floor, etc., and finding a really soft pile of earth. And sometimes I choose different, depends on the plants and also a bit of the accessibility. Of course, it has to be like really covered, and also like have different layers from the front and behind layers of the plantation. And that was like really exciting experience, also liberating experience. Yeah, coming from a country which you can find free toilet everywhere, also clean. It's just so funny for me that I pick up this childhood practice from my grandparents' house because it was in the countryside, and that I do it again, and later also in Berlin. I feel that that's how I connected to a city, and especially Berlin, I think, as we talk about the weeds, the bushes, the wilderness, it's really still present in the cityscape. And I feel safe to have those spaces when we are hanging out in summer also. That's my memorable first pee experience in Europe.
Bueno, aprovecho este trayecto a pie, ahora que no hace tanto frío y que hay una llovizna así muy suave, para rescatar algunas memorias del pis. Y me vino a la mente este episodio. Yo tendría, no sé, como entre 4 y 6 años. Estaba jugando en la naturaleza, en solitario, que era algo que hacía muy a menudo. Y recuerdo que tenía puesto un overol azul, un enterito, como vaquero. Y estaba muy entretenida en lo mío, que era, me encantaba pescar con un palito buchón en el lago, que creo que es jacinto de agua, que en el fondo viene a ser, según cómo se vea, como una especie de maleza, ¿no? Y nada, yo me pasaba horas en esa, como sentada en la orilla, pescando mocos, que era como yo le decía a este momento, me encantaba pescar mocos. Y eso, estaba ahí en lo mío y como que me vinieron ganas de hacer pis, pero yo estaba tan ahí y era como tan complejo lo de quitarme el overol. No recuerdo el momento preciso de como de hacerme pis, sino recuerdo luego la vuelta a casa sintiendo como estaba completamente lavada de arriba abajo y sentía todavía como chorritos llegando a mi pie. ¿Cómo es eso de que a veces un evento o algo puede ser tan divertido que no importe hacerse pis encima? Recuerdo luego llegar, claro, a casa con mucha vergüenza, porque para mi edad, bueno, eso ya no debía estar sucediendo.
Pink, 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 I hardly pee in the wild, but if I do, it is because I'm in the water. I love peeing if I am swimming in the ocean, or a lake, or a river. And then I think of how far away my pee can go, and so quickly. But I also like the warmth of the water as I pee when I'm in the water. I feel it on my thighs, and then it just fades away because it travels. That's my favorite way of wild peeing. Peeing. Pink. Pink, 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 pink.
So, I have three peeing stories. The first one is that I actually met my closest circle of friends during my master's studies because of the toilet. Our peeing frequencies were aligned. After a couple of days, we noticed that was basically the reason and argument why we started hanging out. Banheiro, the Brazilians. We also learned that word. The second story is actually more recent. So there was a birthday at a park, a picnic, and the public toilet wasn't, let's say, very nice. And some people were using the bushes, but then I magically found an open toilet, clean, available and free. And I started to guide everyone there. And I just found it like out of intuition. And it turned out, like a month later, I had an exhibition, and the exhibition was actually at that place of the bathroom. So I knew the place where I was exhibiting the work first because of the bathroom, because of the peeing needs. And the third story is that I took part in an experimental therapy with mushrooms. And through the therapy, let's say there was a dialogue with my bladder, and I realized that peeing or freeing the bladder also meant some kind of liberation that I needed to do. So it gave peeing like another dimension and another meaning.
Una vez que estaba en Menorca, iba con unos amigos en furgoneta y ahora no me acuerdo si íbamos a la playa o qué íbamos a hacer, pero bueno, hacía mucho rato que tenía que ir al baño y como estábamos en el coche y estábamos por caminos así de tierra, pues no había nada por el estilo. Y entonces al final una amiga mía que estaba conduciendo paró y me dijo, bueno, vete aquí, ¿no? Y yo me busqué así como un huequecito, así que pensé, bueno, voy a intentar ser discreta y tal, con la mala suerte de que allí donde yo me puse, debajo había un nido de avispas. Pues empecé a hacer pis y al momento, picada en el culo, bueno, grito, salí corriendo y bueno, pues toda mi estrategia de discreción se fue al traste. Pero bueno, ahí quedó eso y nunca más me ha vuelto a pasar de hacer pis encima de un nido de avispas.
I always loved being in the wild, even though I had a very conservative upbringing and this like right-wing Catholic village in Austria. I was always allowed to be everywhere as a child, like in the garden, in the fields, in the forest, in the waters, in the lakes. It always felt quite good for me and something I like to do. It felt free to do until later in life where I had to realize that as a person with a uterus, I was not supposed to just pee, especially not in cities.
And then I got very inspired when I was living in La Paz in 2003. And I saw the Cholitas with their big skirts moving around the city with like always one or two children on top of them. And they were selling stuff in the city. And when they had to pee, they just spread their skirts and went down in between two cars or just somewhere in the city and peed. And they were protected by their huge skirts. I always remember this image as kind of inspiring and as taking my license to pee, to have the right to pee if needed.
One, two, three, go!
Later on, living in big cities, it's difficult to recall a specific story. I just recall that I do it from time to time. Maybe once I was driving through Galicia, north of Spain. I borrowed the car of my friend's mother, and I was on the highway, and I really needed to pee, and I thought I would already arrive in the village I wanted to go to, but it was still a while, and there was no way to get off the highway, and no highway restaurant or anything, no gas station. And then all of a sudden there came a parking lot, so I drove off the highway, and it was really, really urgently needed to pee, and then I couldn't because it was full of police. They made like a car control. And then I couldn't just pee next to police. I think it wouldn't have come out anyway. So I went into the car again and moved on. And then it was already super on my limit. And then I arrived in the village I wanted to go to. And then I got out of the car, like parked. And then it was like afternoon, like after 4 o'clock. So the restaurant and the bar and everything was closed in the village. And there were also kind of too many people outside, so that I couldn't really pee in the street, and I ran because I couldn't hold it any longer and ran. And then I just took off my trousers and I jumped into the river and simulated that I would be taking a bath and was peeing. Then I had to stay quite long in the river because I was peeing and peeing and peeing. There was so much liquid inside me that I couldn't stop peeing. I remember also other times, like not so long ago, with Is peeing next to the Amazone zu Pferde in the Zoologische Garten in Berlin, when we organized our lesbian reading group. And also I remember peeing with Dirpan and Berta while eating a kebab, or after eating a kebab maybe, in between some cars next to Koti. And I remember peeing in festivals where you're not supposed to pee too, but when there was the toilet queue that was too long. Especially I have to think of moments where you pee like in a city and you're not supposed to pee there, but then of course you do it because it's really urgent, and then first it doesn't really come out. You have to concentrate and relax and stuff, that tell yourself, oh, you can pee there. And then it won't stop because you actually held your liquid already for a long time, and then you pee and pee and pee, and it runs along the cars. And now I don't want to go into all the injustices regarding people with penis who actually can pee almost everywhere.
A peeing story I can think of when I was in high school, like between 17 and 19 years old. And I was in art high school, and we had this old building area. There was a toilet outside the building, and the toilet was the girls' toilet. Just have two rows of holes on the ground, and there were no doors or walls separating each hole. And it wasn't really bad. It was made concrete, you know, it was relatively clean, it was okay. But somehow just the fact that I think each line possibly had maybe around 10 holes for doing your toilet thing. And so when you go there and between classes, there would be 10, 15 minutes break, and all the girls would rush into the toilet, and then it's the kind of squirting a way of peeing. So then you could see in front of you, next to you, it's all around. You could see everybody's private parts. And eventually you get to know all the girls' private parts in your whole school. And I found that was very, very disturbing for me. I don't know why. It was very intense. So, you know, in art high school, it's the whole school's girls' private parts, imageries being stored slowly and repeated in your memory of that 3 years of study. I mean, I was avoiding go to the bathroom all the time. And I mean, sometimes you couldn't help, you had to go. So that was one of my PV dramas that I want to share.
I would say I've had quite a few remarkable Wildpinkling or public peeing experiences. One of them was in Galicia, on top of a hill, when we visited a small chapel. And next to the chapel, there were two tombs let into the stone that had human shape. So it was two human shapes there in the stone of the hill next to this small chapel. And you had an amazing view across the valley. And I decided to squat down. No, I actually didn't squat down. I was standing. I was wearing a dress. And I just lifted my skirt a little bit. And I was peeing into one of those tombs, enjoying the view of this beautiful landscape, which is something that I normally like to do when I pee in public. And it did not feel like I was doing something disrespectful or shameful. For me, it was simply a way of connecting to the place and enjoying its beauty. So it does not have a bad connotation for me to pee on a historical monument, let's say. And another situation that I remember is when I got stuck on the train from Berlin to Kiel in 2010. And it was a very long winter and there was a snowstorm. And we got stuck for 9 hours in the middle of nowhere. And at some point, all the toilets of the train stopped working and they were flooded and everybody needed to pee, obviously. And they decided to let us pee outside, so they would open the doors of the train so we could jump out. And the snow was until our knees, so you were queuing to leave the train and then you would jump into the snow and walk through the snow. You could already see the paths that everybody else took before you to find their spot for peeing. And then you would wade through the snow and look for a spot that hasn't been spotted yet, let's say, with pee. And also a spot where the people were looking out of the windows of the train wouldn't see you. So at some point it started being difficult finding a spot where nobody had peed yet. But at least you could see it very well. And then you would dig up your little space in the snow and squat down and pee there. And that was a really fun experience and very bonding to pee with all these strangers on the train outside. And everybody would do it. And I really, really enjoyed it in a way.
Well, first of all, this recalling on the stories of peeing made me remember again that I hardly sweat and I don't cry since many years. So my main release of my own waters is peeing, and maybe, perhaps, for my rural background, when you have the modesty, el pudor in Español, the shyness, the embarrassment of being outside because it's the normal thing to do most of time. Being outside is really a common thing to me. And I have many, many, many stories in public spaces, even in clubs, not being in the toilets properly, but in corners. But maybe one I remember, like the first one, is that once when I was in the university in Santiago de Compostela, that is a very beautiful city made in the Baroque, made in many times, but the Baroque is very characteristic and it's a city that has these little streets that they open up to big squares and the Marian Square with a cathedral that has many steps. So it's like a theater. let's say. And I used to love to go there to have coffees in the morning, seeing all these pilgrims. I never was one of them. I was also using the cathedral for less mystical things, like to shortcut my ways to the university. But anyway, by night, me and my university gang of boys, mostly, my friends were mostly male, like to sit there and getting drunk sometimes. And I remember once I was with some of them, I can't remember who, but anyway, I just decided to pee while being sit. And then I was so happy to see this reguerito de pis going down the stairs. And my friends, again male, were very much shocked. How could I have done that so easily? And to leave some traces in this historical place. And then I thought not to share any story that happened, but I never been in a tree, and I think I would love very much to pee while being in a tree, like a little bird, or not so little.
There was a reading of Monique Wittig's Lesbian Body in Tear Garden next to the Amazon sculpture by a self-organized group of people. So we went there with a friend, and as we were there for a long time, and because I always have to pee, I needed to go into the bushes and pee looking at the Amazon sculpture.